Lindmark and Morrissey are out with Dexheimer. So the Badgers have options should Lindmark get kicked out of the faceoff area. He'll go against Hughes. Halem and Edwards complete the Michigan trio. So two veterans ready to square off at neutral ice on the faceoff. And Lindmark won the draw back to Dexheimer. Dexheimer had the game-tying goal at 16-19. He's got possession behind his own net. Surveys, steps to his right, bumps it off now for Wisconsin's Morrissey, and now Dexheimer cuts to the middle of the ice. Hughes on him, trailing Halem. Dexheimer has to turn back into the Wisconsin zone. Halem, one of the fastest players in college hockey. Now Lindmark with the puck. And he's behind his cage, 30 seconds left. Up the right wing wall comes Lindmark, drops it back to Morrissey. Morrissey takes a look. He'll come up through the center circle, or will he? Waddles his way to neutral ice. Now Logan Hensler, freshman defenseman. Halem lost his stick. Hensler gets around him, gets around Hughes. Left circle, Hensler, pass Fitzgerald, puts it in front right pad. Save made by Stein. And then gathered by Hughes. 8 seconds left in overtime. Hughes up the ice, 5 seconds. He's a bit out of gas, 3 seconds. Across the line, long range shot, gloved by Scarfoni. He drops it, horn sounds. This will go down officially as a 4-4 overtime tie in the NCAA record books. But now we have a shootout to determine who will get the extra point in the Big Ten standings. So that's the third tie of the season for Wisconsin, second for Michigan. A 4-4 overtime tie. And the Badgers...
I haven't seen anybody go anyplace.
No, there's no reason to, right? Badgers had 4 shots on goal in overtime to finish with 25 tonight. Michigan had only 1 shot on goal in overtime, only 20 shots on goal this evening. Tommy Scarfoni ended up stopping 14 of the 15 shots he faced tonight. Well, Logan Stein came up big in OT. He finished with 21 saves this evening. So there will be a shootout. And again, it's recorded as a tie. And then players from each team will alternate their shots to determine the shootout winner. You'll alternate shooters until a winner is determined. So it could end in, it has to go 3 rounds. Actually, it can go 2. If Michigan Correct. Misses twice and Wisconsin scores twice, it's over. Because you can't score a third shooter. It's not going to make a difference there. But who knows how long this can go. Badgers have done a decent job in shootouts this season. They beat Long Island last Saturday night on Christian Fitzgerald's shootout winner. They beat Anchorage, you'll recall, back on the 30th of November as well in a shootout.
And I can't remember when Eber was the coach, we went like 9 people or 10 people in one of the shootouts.
Yeah.
I don't think he appreciated the fact that I said, you know, if you were running out of guys, did you look up here? And he goes, I got Gary Shuchuk sitting right beside me. Do you think I'd put you in ahead of him? That was the best comeback he could have.
All right, we're about ready for the shootout here. And it'll be TJ Hughes to get things started.
Shocker.
Yep. Hughes down the middle of the ice, comes in, tries to deke Scarfoni, and Tommy with a sweep check.
Poked him.
He poked it off his stick. Hughes unable to convert. Wisconsin sends out Finley, who in his career is 4-for-4 in shootouts. Quinn Finley, injured last night, came back tonight, I'm sure in pain. He scores his 19th goal of the season this evening. Number 19 here in the shootout. Cut slot, shot, and a save made by Stein with his right pillow. So nothing so far. Second round of the shootout. Here's William Whitelaw. A few boos from the student section here. I'm sure several former classmates of Whitelaw. Right-hander off to his left, coming down the middle now, looking, tries to deke, and Scarfoni got his left pad and glove on that shot.
Just got a piece of it. That's all you need.
He tried to put it just over the pad. Scarfoni just skated right with him and made the stop. Now here's Gavin Morrissey, the freshman. leading point getter among rookies in the country. A shootout attempt for Gavin Morrissey. The left-hander, right side, coming down the middle now. He tried to go five-hole, and Stein kept it out. So neither team is converted yet in this shootout. And here comes Michael Hage for Michigan.
Yeah, it wouldn't take me long to select who I was going to have if I was Michigan.
Hage down the middle, and he goes backhand, forehand, and tucks it in and motions to the Badgers crowd to keep quiet. Hage with a pretty shootout goal, and now Wisconsin needs to score here to get to stay alive for a potential extra point. It'll be Christian Fitzgerald, who again had the shootout winner last Saturday. Badgers need him to convert to keep this going. Fitzgerald, left-hander, right side, down the middle now. He ducks in his backhand. Stopped by Stein with a pad.
No goal.
Michigan gets the extra point. So Michigan ends up winning the shootout and gets the extra point in the standings. The Badgers, though, with their win last night and the 1 point in the standings, keep in mind, Wisconsin is still ahead of Michigan in the Big Ten standings. The Badgers have 24 points. Michigan has 22. Finish second, third, or fourth in the Big Ten. You get home ice in the first round of the conference playoffs. But once again, the Badgers unable to finish off a home sweep. They lose in a shootout to Michigan tonight. The final score goes down as a tie, 4-4. Our postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Have you made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months' worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Come see for yourself.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Former Ian Perrin, Brian Posick, Wisconsin and Michigan, a 4-4 overtime tie. The Wolverines get the extra point by winning the shootout. So as you look at the Big Ten standings right now with 8 regular season games left, Michigan State 37 points on top, Minnesota with 32, Ohio State 25, Wisconsin in fourth place with 24, Michigan has 22 points, Notre Dame and Penn State both with 11. I know you want to get a sweep on home ice, but you take 4 of 6 points in this series, 8 out of 12 in the season series, and I guess you could say mission accomplished because you're alone in fourth place in the Big Ten as opposed to being by trailing for that final playoff quarterfinal spot.
It's not absolute. I mean, it's not the absolute thing that you were looking for, but you're also in a situation where two nights in a row you've had comeback efforts that have really put this place on fire. And as Coach Hastings said last night, I've never seen a crowd stand on their feet for the last 20 seconds when 6 guys were holding the puck against the boards. That's how much the victory meant to the Badger hockey fans and to the Badger hockey team, and it was. And for Dexheimer to get that goal, this place just erupted when he got that goal to tie it up. It was just awesome.
Yep, Wisconsin again rallied from 2 goals down to pull out a 4-4 overtime tie. Michigan had a 1-0 lead. It was 1-1. Then Michigan up 3-1. Badgers rallied to tie it. Wolverines went back ahead, and then Dexheimer scored to make it 4-4. Let's get to our 3 stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar.
As per usual, my 2 stars of the game were real easy to pick. And as I mentioned several times during the broadcast, the normally staunch defender, Anthony Kerr, comes up with 2 assists, and he really rocked some people tonight. I'm sorry. Yeah. They must be hurting over there on the Michigan side of the locker room. Anthony Kerr, my number one star with 2 assists. And my second star, kind of the unsung hero, I think, of tonight's game, Tyson Dick. I mean, okay. Whatever it is, he's just so scrappy, puck magnetism, whatever it is, with a goal and an assist. And the goal that he got really kept the Badgers, you know, kept Michigan at bay when it made it 1-1. When you thought that Michigan was really controlling the play, he comes back with that goal, and it made it a great institution. The funny part about it is that for me, for my third star, is I had a tough time trying to decide whether I should give it to Kyle Kukkonen, who very unselfishly is on the score sheet with 2 assists, but he was involved in every offensive play that the Badgers had in the second and third period, despite the fact that not knowing what line he was going to be on half the time when he went out there. So I'm going to select 2 people for Kukkonen, and, of course, Quinn Finley would be my star just because of the goal that he scored. I'm sorry.
Man, no kidding. All speed for sure. So Finley and Kukkonen, Tyson Dick, the number one star from a defenseman. Defenseman Anthony Kerr was not only 2 assists tonight, but +3 for the Badgers.
Just alternate smoking count. People.
Yep. Badgers and Michigan, a 4-4 overtime tie. Our energizing performance up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin and Michigan, a 4-4 overtime tie. Wolverines win in a shootout to get the extra point in the Big Ten standings. Time for our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Ian?
Well, there's no secret that the magic man on the Badgers roster is Quinn Finley. And as we've mentioned numerous times, speed kills. But not only does speed get him open, but he knows how to put it in the net. Badgers are down 3-1 going into the second period, and 4:46, Quinn Finley just turns on the rockets and burns the defenseman to the outside and puts it top shelf. I mean, there are between the legs. There's no question that that was the backbreaker for Michigan because the Badgers just came back in a real hurry.
Yeah, it got them going. It got the crowd entertained and going as well. So that's our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. We go downstairs now. Joining us is Wisconsin head coach Mike Hastings after a 4-4 overtime tie with the Michigan Wolverines, a four-point weekend. Badgers win the season series from Michigan and also alone in fourth place right now. With eight regular season games remaining. Mike, you know, another rally down two goals. You didn't quit. Finn come up with that big goal to make it 3-2, and then a big goal by Christian Fitzgerald that tied it. And it's a Big Ten hockey game. You figure they're going to be close. That was the case here again tonight. What do you think ultimately the difference was for you?
Well, you know what? Again, peaks and valleys. Obviously not getting off to the start that we wanted to get off to. So the thing that I'll say is, again, this team and continues to prove itself that we won't go away. And so to be able to, again, be down by what we were and fight back and find a way, and, again, being down 4-3 and Dexie getting his first one, getting 4 out of 6 points. It isn't a Mona Lisa, fellas, but it sure isn't bad. You know, we want to continue to try and take steps. And as I just told the guys, sometimes they're baby steps. And that's what we've been doing as of late. But I do like the direction that this group is going in, because when you're seeing guys like Fitzy and different guys start to contribute offensively, we become a much better team.
Yeah. I guess, Ian and I were talking about it. Well, you'd love to have won tonight. Your objective was to get over Michigan and try to get into fourth place, and then let's see where you go from here. So you got your objective done tonight. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what? And again, it's not perfect, but what is perfect in this world? So we've just got to continue to build. And I look at it, you know, Grammer gets an opportunity tonight. We didn't play great in front of him, and maybe he struggled a bit. But I just, again, this group's got the resiliency to them. And I thought that first period was about as stale as a period as we played. and then we came out and got to our game a little bit. So, you know, I'll have to take a look at what happened tonight, a little bit deeper dive. But for me, for the guys, you don't like the start. You like the push. You like us, you know, getting an opportunity to get into overtime. They're a very good overtime team. I thought we had some looks. They had some looks. That's a place that we've grown as much as we've struggled in that situation before. You know, the last couple times we've been in it, we've had some opportunities and we haven't lost in overtime. So, again, baby steps.
Yeah, Ian's got a question for you.
I don't know what you're putting in Anthony Kerr's Cheerios, but it's working.
It's funny you say that. I was just in, and obviously the guys are, you know, there's not a lot of party favors in there right now. Guys don't like the way that ended, nor should they. And the one thing I did when I looked at that, I mean, that kid just keeps coming. And he's such a rock-solid human being. I think mom and dad should probably write a book on what you do when you're raising a kid, because that young man is just, he's tough as nails. You're starting to see him, look at his numbers this year, fellas, as far as offensively, and that's not something that he has been talked about, but he is hard to play against. And with us losing Lachey the way we did, we needed some guys to step up. He definitely did. I love the direction that Logan Hensler's going. Mm-hmm. I thought this was a really good weekend for him, and we just have to keep building.
By the way, Anthony Kerr, career high 10 points this season, 10 assists. His career high was 9 points last year, so he's made a nice run. All right, now you get a week off, well, not a week off, but you get a week to prepare for your next assignment, which is a trip to Mariucci to take on Minnesota, and that's always fun. And, you know, they just lost 4 of 6 points at Michigan State, so they won't be actually 5 of 6 points, so they won't be too happy when you guys head there.
Yeah, you know what? That's what this league's about. There are no easies, and it's going to be difficult there. They're going to have a little snarl to them, but we need to have our own snarl. So opportunity for us to go continue and grow this week. That's what I talked to the guys about, told them to make sure and go see the ones that are most important to them now and get some rest tonight, get some rest tomorrow, and we'll get back at it on Monday.
All right, Mike, thanks for your time. Have a good Sunday.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
That's head coach Mike Hastings, Wisconsin and Michigan, a 4-4 overtime tie. Scores and highlights still to come. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Klayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
By Brady and the Ad Council.
Well, whenever Wisconsin plays, it plays in a tight contest again tonight. Wisconsin with its 11th overtime game of the season, a 4-4 tie. Michigan wins in a shootout. Elsewhere in college hockey tonight, we'll start with non-conference play, and Connecticut beat Sacred Heart 1-0 to win the Connecticut Ice Cup. That after the third-place game in which Quinnipiac knocked off Yale 6-2. Also tonight, UMass beat Alaska 7-3. Union, a 3-2 overtime win over RPI. Princeton beat Bentley 3-1. Atlantic Hockey, American International, edged Canisius 3-2. Army shut out Robert Morris 2-0. Niagara, a 6-3 win over RIT. Holy Cross beat Air Force 6-3. I know CCHA, Ferris State, with a big upset of Minnesota State last night, and your Bulldogs jumped out to a 2-0 lead tonight against Minnesota State.
Yeah, I think Luke Strand probably had a bee in his bonnet between the first and second period.
Yeah, because Mankato rallied and won 7-2, so the Mavericks lead the CCHA with 38 points. Michigan Tech in second place with 34 after the Huskies swept Northern Michigan. They win tonight 4-0 up at McGinnis Student Ice Arena. Bowling Green and Augustana, a 1-1 overtime tie. St. Thomas edged Bemidji State 3-2. Let's get to the ECAC. Dartmouth down Cornell 6-1. St. Lawrence, a 2-1 win over Clarkson. Harvard beat Colgate 4-1. Hockey East tonight, Boston College completed a sweep of BU. The top-ranked Eagles beat the 8th-ranked Terriers 2-0. So Boston College was down a point to BU in the Hockey East standings. Now the Eagles are 5 points ahead, so that's not bad.
That'll work.
Yep. 12th-ranked Lowell won at 7th-ranked Providence 1-0. Merrimack a 4-3 win at Northeastern. New Hampshire got by Vermont 5-2. NCHC tonight, 11th-ranked Arizona State lost at home to Colorado College 5-4. 5th-ranked Denver won at Duluth 2-1 to split that series. Western Michigan shut out Miami 2-0. The 3rd-ranked Broncos are having a very fine season. And what was the final of the Omaha-St. Cloud State game?
Last I heard was the Omaha 3, St. Cloud State 1.
I think the Mavericks have won 6 or 7 in a row. Last night, Zach Erdahl had 2 goals. Sam Stang, 3 assists. Both former Badgers. The Mavericks 3-1 over St. Cloud State. And then in Big Ten play, non-conference action, Danny Nelson, a goal and an assist. Notre Dame beat Lindenwood 4-2. Penn State, a 3-2 overtime win over Ohio State. Reese Laubach had the game-winning goal for the Nittany Lions, who win for just the second time in league play. And then after a 9-3 rout of Minnesota last night, Michigan State won a shootout against the Gophers. Tonight goes down as a 3-3 overtime tie, but Isaac Howard, the shootout winner for the Spartans, who took 10 of 12 points from the Gophers and have opened up a 5-point lead for first place in the Big Ten. Ohio State in third place with 25 points. Wisconsin alone in fourth place with 24. So there's a look at your Division I men's college hockey scoreboard. And wanted to point out, too, the top-ranked Wisconsin women beat St. Cloud State today 5-2 at LeBron Arena, and they'll square off again tomorrow at 4 o'clock Central Time. All right, we've got highlights to come. Wisconsin and Michigan, 4-4 overtime tie. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Medicine and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
One final time here from the Kohl Center, Wisconsin and Michigan. A wildly entertaining game last night. The Badgers erased a two-goal deficit and knocked off the Wolverines 5-4. Wisconsin dug itself a hole again tonight, but rallied late. And here are the calls of the game.
I love the fact where he's from.
Here's a pass. Kerr, slot pass. Dick shoots and scores! Far side pass. Nice job, Finley, with speed, cutting in left wing. Tried to tuck it between his pads. He did! Quinn Finley scores! Badgers won 5-4 last night, down 3-2. Nice pass. Fitzgerald into Dick. Gets the goalie down. Stein lost it. He made the stop, but then Fitzgerald picked it up and scored. Fantilli with the puck. Headman's left wing to Hage. Linesman went down. Pass through Moldenauer. In front, Scarfonio. He's stoned. Horkoff on a beautiful tic-tac-toe. The Badgers have two men right wing. Kukkonen's one of them. He snaps one off. Save made. Butterill with a chance. Loose puck in front. Dexheimer scores. We are tied in Madison. Ben Dexheimer, first goal of the season, comes at a huge time for Wisconsin. Yeah, the Badgers were down two goals but rallied to force overtime. Keenan Draper scored first for Michigan, 3:07 into the game, his fifth of the season from William Whitelaw and Will Felicio. 1-0 Wolverines. The Badgers tied it on Tyson Dick's third goal of the season, 8:29 from Anthony Kerr and Joe Palatichuk. T.J. Hughes gave Michigan the lead back at 9:30, his 11th of the year from Tyler Duke and Garrett Shifsky. And then Luca Fantilli scored his first of the season at 12:13. From Philip LaPointe and Mark Estapa. And so Michigan had a 3-1 lead after one period of play. Badgers, though, rallied, really inspired by Quinn Finley's goal at 4:46, his 19th of the year from Kerr and Rylan Mosley.
Yeah, I mean, just in the fact that is able to rebound from what was a vicious check yesterday, goes off the ice, can't even lift his left arm, and then comes back and scores a beautiful goal like that. Motivational play like you wouldn't believe. Everybody on the bench was cheering, and it just seemed like everybody's momentum or their enthusiasm was at an all-time high.
Yeah, then Christian Fitzgerald tied it at 11:05 after Tyson Dick had the original shot on a feed from Kyle Kukkonen. Fitzgerald able to knock the puck over the goal line for his sixth of the year, third of the weekend. It was 3-3 after two. Michigan regained the lead at 8:24 of the third period. Evan Warner beat Tommy Scarfone for his ninth goal of the season. Hughes and Whitelaw with assists, so that made it 4-3, and then it was getting late before Ben Dexheimer scored at 16:19. Kyle Kukkonen shot the puck from the right wing. Ryan Botterill, after the save, kind of kicked the puck in Dexheimer's direction. Ben then scored his first of the season to pull the Badgers even. They went to overtime, even though Wisconsin had four shots on goal to Michigan's one in the extra session. Neither team scored, and then eventually the Wolverines won in a shootout. Final stats, Wisconsin 25 shots on goal. Michigan had 20 in the 65 minutes of play. Logan Stein finished with 21 saves tonight. William Grama gave up three goals on five shots in 12 minutes, got the hook. Tommy Scarfone came in and stopped 14 of the 15 shots he faced. Wolverines, four penalties, 8 minutes. Wisconsin, two penalties for four. Badgers went 0-for-3 on the power play, had only one shot on goal during three power plays that lasted 6 minutes, and that is unlike what we had seen from Wisconsin this season.
Yeah, whether it's a pretty goal from a setup power play or not, The Badgers have that ability to scramble, scrap, whatever it is when they're on the power play, get those loose pucks. Tonight, not even close.
And Michigan went 0 for 1 on the man advantage. The Badgers won 32 of 60 faceoffs. Owen Lindmark, 12 of 19 in the faceoff circle. T.J. Hughes, 15 of 24 for Michigan. Hughes had a goal, 2 points, and 3 shots on goal tonight. He was their top player for sure. I mentioned Stein with his 21 saves. He gets credit for a tie. His record, 9-6-1. Michigan's record is 14-10-2, 8-7-1 in the Big Ten. Meanwhile, for the Badgers, Tyson Dick, a 2-point night with a goal. He was plus 2. Also tonight, 2 assists for Kyle Kukin, and he was plus 3. Ben Dexheimer was minus 3, but he had 3 shots on goal, blocked 2 shots, and scored his first goal of the season. Christian Fitzgerald, another fine night with a goal and plus 2 this evening. Joe Palatichuk with an assist. He was plus 3. Anthony Kerr, 2 helpers. He was plus 3. The tie is credited to Tommy Scarfoni's record, so his record is now 9-8-3. The Badgers' record overall is 11-12-3, 6-9-1 in Big Ten play. 2 hours and 31 minutes it took for this game to be played in front of 13,063, Wisconsin and Michigan, a 4-4 overtime tie. They're playing exciting hockey. They're in every single game. When they played Minnesota in November here at the Kohl Center, both games were 3-2 decisions, one in regulation, one in overtime. Both went to Minnesota. I would assume, like Mike Hastings, that when the Badgers and Gophers meet next weekend at Mariucci, they'll be tight affairs.
Well, I you know, I'm a Canadian. I came here as a freshman and had no idea what the Gopher Badger rivalry was all about.
Right.
But when I saw about 8 guys from Minnesota breathing blood out of their nose because we're going to play the Gophers, that's when I realized it was World War III. There's no question about it. But, you know, you're right in the sense that the thing that I would warn people about, and I definitely am, my Coach Hastings is aware of this, is that this is two different types of programs. You're going to play at Minnesota where it's going to be run and gun, and they're going to try and outspeed you, outstick handle you, outskill you, whatever. And here tonight it was, they're going to try and beat you up. That's all there was to it.
Yeah, Michigan normally the skilled team, but they were physical tonight. The Badgers twice this weekend rallied from 2 goals down and get 4 out of 6 points in the series. Always fun working with you, Ian. Thanks so much. And Cooper Rollins at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Once again, the final score from the Kohl Center in overtime, Wisconsin and Michigan, 4-4. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the
get dressed up, polish my shoes, going out this evening, I'm gonna shake off these blues. In my head.
don't know what to do. Not to prey on you.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
reading a million nightmares, and I chanced to one dream. It was in mint condition in my sleep. And flying one kingfisher as I was lost, a mind paints a lovely landscape at the cost. Voice act to
Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. Next up, some tunes from Kelsey Miles. Hope you had a chance to catch Kelsey before she headed back south. And if you did not, you can always connect yourself with all of her new works at kelseymiles.com. New music and also a new podcast. She's up to 6 episodes in the podcast world. And her last one was on the real reason why you're avoiding opportunities. Not me. No, just you. No, I'm just kidding. Also, her new album is out there too. I Am. And that will be coming your way this month here on Max Inc. Radio. But until then, let's play I Go Back. Love this tune. And you're hearing it in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
I remember it all too well. Like a picture burned in my eyes, and your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just forget you. But I know that I won't. So I go back every time.
Every time
I go back, every time.
Every time
you and I.
Yeah,
I go back.
fate. Oh Lord, if I could just forget you, baby, but then I never, no, I'd never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just forget you, but I know that I won't. So I go back every time.
Every time
I go back, every time.
Every time
you and I,
babe,
made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months' worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low-risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Southern California residents are dealing with another possible disaster after catastrophic wildfires. Rain is in the area, with officials warning of flood risks and possible mudslides. CBS News Los Angeles's Lauren Posen has more.
People in Altadena are still reeling from the aftermath of the devastating Eaton fire. Now they're bracing for more trouble as rain moves in, bringing the threat of flooding and even more damage.
Yeah, I took three like really large tarps, 30 by 50 and two 20 by 30, I believe, and covered the burned down part of the house and the garage with 25 of the sandbags.
Rain could trigger debris flow, carrying toxic ash and other materials into neighborhoods.
The Trump administration has purged at least a dozen federal inspectors general, an unprecedented move that will likely result in legal challenges. CBS News politics reporter Catherine Watson.
President Trump has